CARTS held a series of public input meetings this week across the peninsula, and some trends are starting to emerge that could make it into a new operating plan. To help get that feedback, a team from AMA Transit Planning in California was in town. Selena Barlow does marketing for AMA. She says whatever new plan comes to fruition, there will be trade-offs. It's just the nature of a relatively unpopulated area where people and places are spread out.
So, for example, one of the big trade-offs that people talk about a lot is door-to-door service versus some kind of a bus stop type service. Now, the geography of this area, the density, doesn't really support fixed route buses. Right. But we're looking at some sort of interim options. There are some possibilities where you might have a demand response service, but there might be a few key locations where you have bus stops, where the bus comes every hour, every 2 hours, and it might just be one per town. There might be, you know, the Safeway in Kenai and the Safeway in Soldotna and somewhere down on Kalifornsky Beach Road, you know, there might just be three key locations that you could go and catch a bus and travel among without having a reservation.
That's sort of a drawback to the current system. Reservations have to be made a day in advance, and there's a fairly wide window when riders can expect a bus to show up. That's where technology comes in. Heather Menninger is the founder of AMA Transit. She says even now people are learning how CARTS and other systems are putting smartphones to use.
You have a ticketless trip option because you can call in and leave your credit card. The woman that was leaving as you came, that she was just jubilant about that. That was very important to her, that she didn't have to remember to take her punch card with her. So technology's been very much embraced here with the pad, the tablets with the drivers, scheduling, dispatching.
They have automatic vehicle locators on all of their vehicles, so they know exactly where they are, and that allows one of the things that we're working on as part of this project is the possibility of having automated text or calls that would let someone know when the vehicle is, say, 10 minutes out. And so, you know, right now you have like a 30-minute window. It's going to be there, you know, during this time. But to be able to know, okay, you know, it's coming now. It's time to put my coat on, head out the door. So we're looking at things like that to make the rider experience better.
While technology may help fine-tune some aspects of public transit on the Kenai, as with many rural systems, local funding is the biggest piece of the puzzle. Local support for CARTS from the borough has all but vanished in recent years, going from $50,000 a year to $25,000 to nothing. That affects how the organization can leverage other funds from higher up the governmental food chain. Menninger says it's also affected how many rides are taken.
There's a local and state share, and then the largest share is that federal share, a little over 50%. So it takes all of these partners to put that public transportation trip on the road. And what this is showing is that when the borough and the city of Soldotna pulled back funding, what we lost was the match that allowed us to bring down federal money. It's 76 cents for every dollar of operating money, and it's $10 in capital money for every dollar of match. So you see a decline in trips related to a decline in funding.
Most of that decline is on the weekends when CARTS doesn't operate anymore. That's made it difficult for people who rely on the service to get to and from work, and working-age adults make up CART's largest group of users. You can still weigh in on the study being done now by visiting the CART's website at ridecartsak.org. In Kenai, I'm Shaylin Cochran.